We are learning Masechtas Megillah, Daf Chav Dal and Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Mishnah and Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis on the bottom. Zok the Mishnah, Kairei B'Tayra LaYifchos M'Shloisha Psukim. We learned until now in the Mishnah that there are at least three aliyahs on a regular Monday and Thursday, and Shabbos by Mincha. Now when the first aliyah reads, and the second aliyah, third aliyah, you need at least three psukim for each, which we learned in the Gemara before, so you need at least three psukim for each aliyah. In those days, the psukim, they had a matogamin who teached the pasuk into the targum and explained the psukim to the people. So you shouldn't read three psukim and then be matargim three psukim and translate three psukim, because then people might get confused because so many psukim to do at one time. Masha'inkain, if you do one pasuk, it's more doable to understand one pasuk at a time. Therefore, you only targum one pasuk at a time. With Navi, Shloisha. By Navi, you can targum three psukim at one time because we're not so worried if you make a mistake because you don't learn out Hayra'a from there, Rashi says. You don't learn out Halachas from Navi. Hoyu Shloshtam Shalos Parashio is Karen Echad Echad. If the three consecutive psukim in the Navi are three different parashios, which is like three different in Yonim, then they translate each pasuk at a time, one at a time, because you don't want to mix three different inyanim together. Therefore, if it's three different parashiyos, then you will translate it one pasuk at a time, even by Navi. Another halacha, medalgin b'Navi. The halacha is, if you're laying haftira, you're allowed to skip in the Navi, to go from one part of the Navi to the next part of the Navi. Ve'im medalgin b'Torah. But in the Torah, you can't skip. You can't skip around while you're laying in the Torah. You can't skip. But kamu medalik, by Navi, that we said you could skip, how much could you skip? Akadesh l'yifzika metogamin. Until the metogamin finishes talking. Let's say it takes him around a minute or two or less, or like 30 seconds to translate a pasuk. So at that time you could turn the pages, turn your scroll, until you find the next place in the Navi. But longer than that you shouldn't do, like Rashi explains, because we don't want the tzibur, it's not covered tzibur, to sit there quietly doing nothing, and therefore we don't let them skip if it's going to be that long. Now the Mishabura in Kuf Mem Dal Sivkot and Vav says that Bezvanenu, there's no problem with Dalgim Benavi. Why? Because since we have like Chumashim and Kutresim, we have it all in one book, so we can make the place before, bend the page or put a tissue in there before, and therefore it won't be such a long time. It will still be covered Sivra, and therefore you could skip. That's what the Mishmaru says, that in Bezvanenu you could skip. Sakta Gemara, Hani Gimel Psukim Keneged Mi. We said before that the three aliyahs, and we said that from Shatim Ota Keneged, either Tyre Nevi Meksuvim, or it was connected to Shem Riyasaf. But now I'm saying the three psukim that you lain is connected what? Amravasi, connected Tyre Nevi Meksuvim. It's connected Tyre Nevi Meksuvim, therefore you have to read at least three psukim, connected Tyre Nevi Meksuvim. The Mishnah said further, Vlayukul Matorgum Yersin Pasuk Echad. The Matorgum should not translate more than one pasuk at a time when it comes to Tyre. Over Navi, Shloshim Psukim. By Navi, you could translate three psukim at a time. It says, when you Shloshim, Shloshim Parashim, Kar Echad Echad. If it's three different parashim of Navi, so then you should translate each pasuk one at a time. What's an example of three parashim consecutively, three psukim, which are three parashim in the Navi? Kagoin, this is in Yeshaya. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, Koyama Hashem. That's one inyan, and according to our Gemara, it's one parashah, so to pay after this. The next pasuk, Yikoy Amar Hashem Alekim Mitzrayim Yorad Imi Berishayinu Logo Shom Va'ashur Be'efes Hashakai. That's not a pasuk. And the third pasuk, the third parashah, Va'atamali Poy Num Hashem Kilukach Ami Chinam Moishlov Yahalilu Num Hashem Atomikol Yem Shmim Noyatz. So these three psukim were three different parashas, therefore they should get three different translations, not at one time, do one pasuk at a time. Now already the Mefarshim and the Ritva reports, the Rishonim point out that we don't have a pay in between these three psukim. So, but it means it's three different inyanim. Since it's three different inyanim, you should translate each pasuk at a time. Zog to Gemara Vayta to that. Bendalgim v'Navi ve'im bendalgim v'Torah. It says in our Mishnah that Navi you're allowed to skip. For example, you're laning Haftarah and you want to lay a different part of it, so you can skip one to another. Some Haftarahs like that, like me, Kel Kamaicha, one of the Haftarahs is skipped from somewhere else. Medalgam Navi, Medalgam Haftarah. But Haftarah you can't skip. Great thing, you can't skip Haftarah. We have, by the Kohen Gadol, when he lanes on Yom Kippur, he skips. V'raminu, that's your kasha. It says the Kohen Gadol lanes, Kairi Achim Mois, and then that's the parish of Achim Mois. Then he lanes, the Achim Mois is the gate of the Kohen Gadol. Then he lanes, the Ach Basar. Then he lanes the parasha in Emor, that has to do with Yom Kippur v'ach basa. So he skips the Achri Mois, he skips the end of Achri Mois, Kedoshim Tema. So you see, he could skip by Torah. Our Mishnah says he aim a dalag of Torah, and here you see he could skip by Torah. Bakom a dalag om a baya loy kasha. It's not shver, because there it's so short. So only skipping a little bit of Achimais and the rest of Kadoshim, and then a little Emor. So it doesn't take long. So the time that the Metorgman finishes translating that pasuk, you're ready there. Break the Gemara. But even Kadesh Loiv Sigar Torgman, even by Novi, you can't wait that long. V'alok Tani, Medalgim Novi, Medalgim Matayra, V'ad Kamu Medalgim. It says, how much could I skip, how long could I skip by Novi? Ad Kadesh Loiv Sigar Torgman, Mechlal, the Matayra Klal Klal Loiv. That's Mashma by Tayra, you can't skip at all. Because the Mishnah says, you skip by Navi, not by Torah, and Navi only can skip for that amount of time it takes to translate, mashma, that the Torah can't skip at all. So here, what are you saying? You skip all because it's very short. You can't skip. In the same Inyan, even in the Torah, you could skip. Even the same, if it's the same Inyan, even by the Torah, you could skip. It means the same, it's talking about the same discussion, which is here, it's Yom Kippur, then you can skip as long as you don't make people wait. So Kadesh Lo Yifsekam Torgman, so then you could skip by Torah. Two Inyanim, you can't skip by Torah. By Navi, you could skip two Inyanim, but it can't be too long, because you can't make the people sit and do nothing. V'atanya, we learned the Brisa attack like that. Medalgim by Torah, but Inyanachad, you let us skip by Torah, but Inyanachad, with a Navi, b'shtei Yanim, even two Inyanim. And the reason why you can't skip two Inyanim by Torah, because it's bilbul, it makes the guy confused. Therefore, you only can skip in one Inyan. Navi don't care as much for bilbul, for getting mixed up, and therefore, because it's not, you don't learn how to raw from Navi, therefore, you can even skip two inyanim. And kam v'kam, both these skipping have to be, v'kadesh l'yifsik ha-togman, the togman didn't stop talking, because we don't want to make the, it's not covered secret to make the people sit there quietly doing nothing. Tani idach, we went to another price, eimen dalgam v'navi navi, even though we allow you to skip from in a navi, right, to two inyanim, but from navi to navi, you can't skip. You can't skip from Yishayahu to Yirmiyahu, Or from Yishayahu to Nechemiah, or from Malachim to Shmuel. You can't skip Minavi to Navi. And why not? Rashi says, because this Tira of Yosef Adai, you get too confused. And the Mishmur actually brings down a Prichadosh that if it's the same Indian, you even could skip from Navi to Navi. It's the same Indian. But in Medag, Minavi to Navi, or with Navi, it's just name also Medalik. But in Trey also, you let us skip from Navi to Navi. But, as long as you don't go backwards. You can't go from the end of the Sefer to the beginning. You have to go in order of the Trei Aser. Then you could skip, but you can't go backwards. That's the halacha of skipping. And it's certain of Tyrus, it's the Geyah that they skip. And you have to know his halacha. So again, we spoke out from the Mishnah Brura that as long as the same Inyan, and there's no problem with Kadesh Lo Yifsek HaTorgman these days because you have Chumashim, and therefore you could skip.
Skip by
you don't skip Alayin. Never skip Alayin. Right. By Echal, it's different. Two different aliyahs there. There's different. This is the same aliyah. By Echal, you do skip, but there's two different aliyahs. Here, it's the same aliyah. What? That's the only time. No, but you skip every time you do mafta, you skip, technically. Every mafta, when you have mafta on Rosh Chodesh, mafta on Yom Tov, you're laying one parasha, then you're laying the mafta in a different parasha. Well, different same time even. So there is such idea, but that's two different aliyahs. Here it says the same aliyah, so people get confused. But if there's a break in between, there's no problem getting confused. The whole problem skipping is people get confused. That's not a problem, two different aliyahs. Zok the Mishnah Vaita, new Mishnah. Hamaftir binavi hu paris al shema. Like when we see in the Gemara, the one who gets maftir is not so happy because it's not the most chashuv aliyah, maftir. And therefore, the maftir gets a special present. We let him get certain other kibbutim. So what's the kibbut, first of all? Hu paris al shema. He is paris al shema, which means he says kaddish and baruch hu and yaitzar. And already the acharei mass, what do you mean? That was before the maftir. So they say Rashi comes to Bavar in this question. And Rashi says, hamaftir benavi, misha rogel lahaftir benavi. If he's the one who usually gets maftir, so we give him that, you know, we're giving him after. He usually gets him after. He gets shachris also. And he also davens chazaras shatz. Some say that this means musaf, or it means shachris, like the ketivah of paris al-shema. But who knows, he says kapav. And he also duchens, which this is already the Tosfos has a kasha, exactly what's in the gay. Everyone, any kohen duchens, daf could have one who's mafter duchens, so the mitzadin, maybe he gets to start the bracha for the kahanim. Maya katan, if the one who got mafta was a katan, so he can't daven for amid. So avivay rabbi over yoda. So then his father or his rebbe gets his chus and they daven for amid. Katan kaira b'tayru matargim. A katan is allowed to be the bakaira and he's allowed to be matargim. Aval ina paris al shema, but he can't be paris al shema, which means he can't say kaddish and baruch hu, because since he might see the rabbim and he's not mechuyev v'davar, he can't be might see the rabbim. And he can't duchen. So a katan cannot duchen. So Tosfos points out that it's mashma in the Perek Lulav HaGozel that a katan at least says kapov, then you give him truma. So it's mashma that a katan could duchen. So what's going on here? Amr says a katan cannot do berachas kanim. And for Tosfos, that's talking about with, and Lulav HaGozel says that a katan could do berachas kanim means together with kahanim gedolim. And for chinuch, we allow him to do it. But to do it himself, the katan can. And that's what we paskin. If you're in a shul, there's no kahanim, only a katan who's a kayin, he cannot do birchas kahanim. But if there are gedolim doing birchas kahanim, then the katan is allowed to do birchas kahanim with them, as long as it's gil lechinuch. And the Mishbrurus points out that the gil lechinuch for the age for birchas kahanim is much older than the regular gil lechinuch. A lot of times, 6 or 7 is called gil lechinuch, but when it comes to duchening, they have to be much older. They have to know exactly what they're doing, they have to hold the hand the right way. So usually we assume that's much older, like 12 years old. They call the gil lechinuch and they could duchen together with other kahanim. Zok the mishnah weiter, poicheach, which means someone whose feet are uncovered, he's wearing shorts and he's not wearing shoes. Paris es shema umetargim. The halacha is he could do paris es shema. This is talking about a gadol who's wearing shorts, he's not covering his feet. Paris es shema. He could do Kaddish and Baruch Hu from his seat, not from the Amud, because it's not covered at Sibu. We can do Tir HaTagim. In a Kareb HaTayra, we can't be Kareb HaTayra, it's not covered HaTayra that someone with shorts should lane. In a Kareb HaTayra, in a Kareb HaTayra, he can't daven for the Amud, he can't daven for the Shas for the Amud. In a Noise is Kapov, and he can't Duchen. So it's all these things that Gnayu Tzibur says in Rashi, that someone who's not, if feet are not covered, he's wearing shorts, and if feet are not covered, he cannot do these things that are betzibur, he cannot daven for amud and do birkas kahanim. The Mishnah ends off with the lach of a suma. Suma, a person who can't see, a blind person, paris as shema matargim. He could daven for amud for paris as shema, he could do matargim. Because this man holds his chayv and mitzvahs. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer calls the ram oris miyamav in a paris as shema. Anyone who never saw the oris miyamav in a paris as shema, he cannot be paris hashma. He can't do kaddish and baruch hu. So Tosfos asks that going with Rabbi Yehuda, right? Assume it's part of kol mitzvahs. So then, even if you saw ma'aris once in your life, what's the difference? Right now, you're a suma. You're part of a mitzvah. So how in the world could you be paris hashma? So Tosfos answers that you're right. Talking about a suma and you're part of a Torah, but madarabanan is chayiv. He's chayiv madarabanan, and the reason why, and therefore he could be mighty other rabbanans. He's not dumb to nashim or pot legamri, but he is chayiv in mitzvahs rabbanan. He's chayiv mitzvahs rabbanan, and therefore if he one time saw ma'iris in his life, so he knows what the hana is. He can make a bracha on the hana, so then he can make the bracha. Then he can make the bracha of yitzar. There's two problems with suma. First of all, he's not chayiv in mitzvah. Second of all, what's he make a bracha? He doesn't have enough mitzvah. That's what he's saying. Once he had enough mitzvah, once in his life, he can make the bracha. He's part of mitzvahs. Teretz is midrabanan is chayiv in mitzvahs. Zok the Gemara. Tend the Mishnah that the maftir benavi who paris hashma. He gets the schos to be paris hashma, which means he gets the schos to say kaddish and baruch hu, and he gets the schos to daven chazaras hashatz. My time. What's the reason? Rapapa mashum covered. It's because of covet, which means that since he got a shvacher aliyah, so therefore we misakin that he gets the covet of daven for the amid. What's shvach about aliyah? So the Ran says because a katan could be oilul mafter, a katan could be oilul mafter. So Frank the Rishash, what do you mean? We said before all katan, all katanim could be mashm all aliyah. Katan could mashm any aliyah, not dafka mafter. So the Rishash answers because the other aliyahs it can't be all katanim. That's the halacha. All aliyahs, it can be mashtum, not all katanim. Masha inkein, mafter, it can be a katan. Zokt, I'll read it to Rishash inside. Vayin loshan aram, masha kotes yon, tila kamam b'shmoy, the tam de ink covered le mafter, mishum de isa afilu be katan. So frek the Rishash, achara tamur, da tanam esamach, the katan kar b'tayra. It says in our mission, he says, ask him more, our mission says a katan kar b'tayra. Im kei mai gerus to the mafter, why is mafter worse? Aba ram, shetot esham, shetot esham, lo yishu ve kulam katanim ay rubam. The Tarets is because a regular aliyah can't be all katana, but maftik can always be a katan, so it's a schwacher aliyah, it's a weaker aliyah. Therefore, we give him the schus to daven for Amid. It's even here, it's the schus to daven for Amid. People want to know sometimes, what's the schus to daven for Amid? The schus to daven for Amid is you get a chance to mitzvah the tzibur, you get a chance to do extra brachas, you get a chance to daven to Hashem again. You imagine daven to Hashem once, you get to say Rifainu a second time, you know what that is? Or whatever it is, whatever the case is, whatever the Chazar HaShas is, you get a chance to daven again, special schus. Rabbi Shimi Amar, Mishum da Osilin Tsuye. A different shot why the maftir gets to daven for Amid, because in those days the chazan got paid. So the maftir doesn't get paid, and he says, you give me maftir, and you give him the daven for Amid, he gets paid, like I get nothing? So it shouldn't be a fight, so we give him daven for Amid also. My benaya, what's the difference in two reasons? You can now with the avachinam. In a case where we haven't daven for Amid for free, that's enough community. If you hold the first reason, Shum Kavoid, so then the maftir gets daven for Amid. If it's Osilin Tsuye, there's no reason for him to get the daven for Amid. The mother tried to bring a raya, Tanan, says in our Mishnah, when you katan, if the one who got mafta was a katan, aviv by rabbi erev mayadai, so then the father or his rabbi get the dam from it for him. So katan manetzuyu. You can tell me if it's kudzin going to fight about it. Does a katan going to fight about it? He can't dam from it anyway. So why would he give him? So he can't dam from it anyway. Frank Demar, Lamai, Mishum Kavod, Kotavar Kavodu, his Kotan's like, you have to give him Kavod, he's going to feel bad he got him after. That's the only thing you get, really. That's the only thing you get. That's his Aliyah. So anyway, it doesn't work. Ella Ema, so Ella, what do you have to say? Ella Ika, Kavod Av, Kavod Rabbi. It's Kavod for his father, Kavod for the Rabbi. That's why we're giving him this extra Kavod. Hakanam, he can see it Av, see it Rabbi. Also, might be a fight for his father or his Rabbi. So Echanam, it's not a riot from that the father or Rabbi get it, because either reason could apply. Kavod of the word comes out, it's the reason is two different reasons. Either the maftir gets to daven for the Amid because it's not the Kavod of him, or because Osilin Tsuye, and therefore he gets that. And this halacha is not really, we're not knowing this halacha really today, that they have to daven for Amid, but we don't really have this halacha these days.